And the referee blows his whistle for full time. It's our fifth game undefeated here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium, Paul St Mirren. The record of three clean sheets in a row still stands, despite Ian Russell's goal for Queen of the South as it finishes St Mirren 2, Queen of the South 1.
It's a very good game of football and fun I've thoroughly enjoyed. We had a hairy probably about 5 or 10 seconds when we thought Queen of the South, you know, they got their equaliser and might come back into the game, but it wasn't to be, as Callum Tappan got the goal, the own goal rather, to put St Mirren ahead and secure the 3 points. That's a very, very good one. I predicted there might be 2-0, I'm just a goal out, so it was 2-1, and that's a very good one for St Mirren now, and any cluster of doubt for them slipping into a relegation playoff place is now surely gone.
Well, it probably will be next week when they play Livingston, if they can get a good result there. As it stands, that would put St Mirren still in 7th place, just 1 point behind Greenock Morton in 6th, and 3 points clear of Dumbarton in 8th. Livingston have 24, 7 points behind St Mirren in the league table. Goals from Stevie Marlin, and as you said, an own goal from Callum Tapping, picking up the win for St Mirren here today. We can go to our roving reporter, Lewis McKenzie. Lewis, what did you make of that match?
A cagey encounter. I don't think there was an awful lot of kind of top quality football on display today, but you know, St Mirren went out, they got what they needed. I think they'll be more than happy with that, and I think it's a good 3 points overall today.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, Stevie Marlin getting his 10th goal of the season. What do you make of him as a player?
Well, I think Marlin's been a great player throughout the season. I mean, there's been many games where we've been sat here talking about Marlin getting the winner, and he's done that again today. And I think, although it was a penalty, you still need to put him away, and he's done that today. And to get 10 goals for a midfielder, that's a valuable contribution to St Mirren.
Okay, thanks very much, Lewis. We'll let you run down and try and get a word with Alec Ray after he's spoken to the players on St Mirren's third win against Queen of the South this season. Dalen, who would you give to man of the match today?
Well, I've said probably my player of the match would have been Jordan Stewart. I feel he had a pretty good game today. You know, he's got him taken into account. He's a young lad coming from David Longwell's Academy graduate. But I'd actually maybe change that now if I can. Probably my man of the match would have been Keith Watson. I feel he had a good game today. And as I said, I feel he's moving into centre defence with Webster to accommodate a certain right back that's been out injured coming back in after his return to the under-20s, that being our very own Jason Naismith. I think Watson will be moving into centre. You really can't drop Keith Watson out of this team, and we know that Jason Naismith's due to come back from injury pretty soon. He's on the mend, and what an addition he'll be to that back line to get Naismith back in, as well as Watson firing in all cylinders as a goal scorer as well, and as a good defender. You can see today as well the defensive unit was, you know, far more organised than they were last week. Maybe, yes, okay, you're not exposed to the pace and trickery of Ryan Hardy, an 18-year-old. You're up against 30-year-olds in the sense of, you know, Derek Lyle and Ian Russell. So, it's really just a wee moment down there to see by the touchline. Just want to mention that Jim Goodwin taking a few selfies with the children cheerleaders. You don't really see a lot of that, you know, players taking the time to, you know, socialise with fans of the club. A lot of them just, you know, take a picture and run away. But this club, Goodwin, Thompson and all that, they're very open to it, and it's really good to see.
Yeah, indeed it is. It was 351 minutes before the match. I think St Mirren's record now at the Paisley 2021 Stadium will be 411 after that goal, roughly an hour into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done quite well to, you know, get that record. It's one of, you know, they've been working at, I believe. So these runs come to an end, especially at this level. You know, you're not going to keep clean sheets for too long. You're always going to concede one or another. But
saying that, they've done very well, and it's just now looking ahead for St Mirren. It's just so difficult because, you know, hearing the Raith Rovers equalise there, so, you know, it's just, you know, where do you see them in this table? They're just in that bit of the table where, you know, they don't want to be involved in a relegation playoff, so you're not involved in the interest or uninterested of that, but you want to be interested in the playoffs, but you're just, you know, the results are just a bit far away and from that, so it's just really, where's their goals, you know, where do they see the team going now with that being in that middle position where, you know, they're part of kind of no sort of race.
Yeah, well, that's them now on to 31 points, just the single point behind Morton, although Morton have a much better goal difference than St Mirren at this stage of the season. Both teams played 28 games, so there's a good possibility that St Mirren could maybe get in front of Morton and then potentially catch Queen of the South.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the Queen of the South and St Mirren, they're very evenly matched, and we've seen that over the last few games, so it's interesting enough that they can maybe hope to try and, you know, finish maybe as high up as fifth. I think that would be good considering the start of the season they had, where they went from playoff championship contenders along with Rangers and Hibs to relegation contenders and then back up again. So it's building for next season, I believe, but first and foremost, I think they should try and get ahead of Morton.
Yeah, indeed. And we've got another look at some of the new signings. Alec Cooper come back into the squad. What did you make of his performance today?
I think he had a very kind of, I say he had a decent enough game. You know, at times his delivery was good, but I feel, you know, he's just trying to get a place in the club, Alex Cooper, and he done well enough in that extent. But I feel, you know, he was just out with a bit of an injury, so he's maybe just getting back into it. And he's done well enough, but I feel, you know, in that first half, you know, Queen of South could have had a few. And they'll be looking back on that, but they were lucky not to finish this game with 10 men.
Yeah, indeed. We'll go back to that penalty decision then in the first half. It was the Queen of the South were dominating play at the time. They had a few corners in succession, and then St Mirren got up the other end. Lauren Shanklin broke free in the box and was brought down by Darren Brownlee, who'd come on just minutes into the game after an injury to Jordan Marshall. And his game went from, well, it didn't really get going, did it?
Yeah, it was, you know, he never really got going, but you know, it's just pretty unlucky for him because, you know, coming on through Jordan Marshall's, you know, lack of a warm-up, it was just particularly interesting that he came on and he could have been sent off. It was a pretty poor decision, and even a bigger poor decision was the referee's decision not to send them off. I just don't understand where he's seen that wasn't a goal scoring opportunity. Yep, we're all human, we all make mistakes, but and maybe you don't want to see players get sent off, it can ruin games, but St Mirren will take anything to get wins at the minute, you know, to build for next season. And I'm doing incredibly well at home, but I just don't understand where that wasn't a sending off. And, you know, from everybody where we are, you know, thought it should have been a red card as well.
Yeah, definitely. And then that allowed Stephen Mallon the chance to get into double figures for the season.
Yep, 10 goals for him this season against his, not all 10 obviously, but his 10 goals for him this season, got his 10th against his dad's old team, so that'll be a special moment for him. I wonder what his dad's making of it. I'm sure he's supporting his boy along all the way, but he's became such an incredible part of this team, Stephen Mallon. You know, he's just turning 20 in the next 10 days or so. Don't know his exact date of birth, but he's still a young lad, you know. And he's basically carrying the St Mirren team at the minute. He's doing ever so well, and just, you know, we talk about Scotland call-ups prior to the game, and you just know he's going to be one of them if he can get this St Mirren team into the Premiership.
Yeah, indeed. And then into the second half, a few moments of madness really, as everything seemed to explode round about the hour mark. First off, yep, it was Callum Gallagher's effort that was turned in at the far post by Lauren Shankland, and then about 10 minutes later the linesman put his flag up.
Yeah, it's, for me that was the right decision. I know St Mirren really couldn't shake it off afterwards. You know, Alex Ray was furious, David Farrell was furious with the lineswoman. You know, she was on the other side of the park. She had almost a fit as a poor view as it as we did. But for me, I think the linesman on the far side got it absolutely right. Shanklin Lee, I think it was rolling in anyway from, I think it was Gallagher. We don't have the benefits of TV monitors to look back on these, it's just our memory. So I think Gallagher rolled it across the box and it looked like it was going in, and Shanklin just wanted to make sure of that, but he was in an offside position, and that's against the laws in football. And I felt you know, he got it absolutely right and just head over.
Yeah, indeed. We can now go to our pitch side reporter, Lewis McKenzie, who's with the manager.
I'm joined here by Alex Ray. And Alex, you got the win today. What did you make of the performance?
We're poor in the first half. We found ourselves fortunate to come in at one down. But I have to say that the second half was so much better in terms of intensity. And well, expected for players who were a bit more closer to them. And we coped with more or less everything they threw at us, really. So from that point of view, it was a really important 3 points.
And what did you make of this, some of the performances as well today? You gave Alan Gower a run out as well, and Goodwin got on late. What did you make of their kind of performance?
Yeah, well, the thing is, we took Clarkey off because we wanted to try and nullify their 15, who was getting a bit of joy on the ball. And once we did that, it allowed Alan to get on the ball and create a wee bit as well. So we made that change, and then latterly we decided to put Goody just sat in front of the back four just to protect it. And then we put Gow on the left-hand side. So it was just a tactical one, just to kind of soak up any more pressure they had to throw at us. And we coped relatively well towards the end.
It was a bit of a crazy couple of minutes when Queens went the equalised, but St Mirren came back right away. You must have been happy with the response.
Well, I think I said to you post-match that... that I felt as if the response we got up at Raith Rovers last week with 4-1 down, I can't fault the boys. They're fighting and responding in the right manner, and to go back to level was disappointing, you know, because obviously then that gets them their tails up. But the response in which you're speaking about was great, because we just went straight up the park, and it was like a body blow for them because of that, you know, that quick response for the boys. So all credit to them.
And it was a tentacle of the season for Stephen Mallon. You must be delighted with his contribution.
Yep, absolutely. Again, I speak to his before the game and all that, and it's important Stephen kind of keeps focused, and it's the ugly side of the game that I want to keep concentrating with Stephen, because he's clearly got ability in the final third, and he's got goals to his game, and I just want to concentrate and focus on the nitty gritty side of the midfield stuff.
And finally, what do you take away from today going forward?
3 points on it's important, and again, we're out of the last 5 games, it's 4 wins and a draw here. So there's plenty of positives from that point of view, and obviously there was a really big crowd here today, which was pleasing.
That's great, thank you, Alex.
Thanks.
That was Lewis McKenzie, pitch side, with manager Alec Gray. Dalen, what did you make of his comments?
Yeah, he's basically just echoed a lot of the, you know, the thoughts and feelings we had, where he's, you know, he's, you know, you could tell he was pretty unhappy with the first half. And the first half is not up to standard that he sets, Alex Ray. He's a, you know, you spend a bit of time with Alex Ray, you know, he's up for a laugh and a joke, but he won't take any nonsense if you're not pulling your weight. And you saw a lot of that with, you know, directed at Warren Shankland, not able to, you know, brush up his game. But he was happy with the second half performance, and I think he'll be delighted with how he's turned that home form around, in which I believe he is.
Yeah, indeed. And as we were speaking just before we went to hear Alex Ray, we were saying about that second half, and at one point it seemed like it might come back to haunt St Mirren. They'd been the worst team in the first half, caught the goal. Queen of the South not looking too great in the second half, and then they got their goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a very good I can't quite remember who put the cross on. I think it was maybe Harris, I'm not quite sure, but it was over the back post, and he heads it in, and I felt Anfield could have done a lot better, but it was you know, that time, it's how you respond, and St Mirren responded quite well, put the ball in a dangerous position, and got their second goal.
Yeah, indeed. And then, as Alec Ray says, that response that they had in Kirkcaldy last week was evident here again today, as they just went up the other end of the pitch and went 2-1 ahead.
I think one thing that was in the Ian Murray time here
in a short time, is that when St Mirren went down, they struggled to find answers, and when they've went down under Alex Ray, no matter how bad it was at Kirkcaldy where they could have caved in and it was 4-1, they found a response, they found a bit of fighting spirit, and it's good to see that he's installed that into the team. It's a bit like his own character, and if you ever watched Alex Ray as a player, he's a very, very combative, feisty person, and you know, that's the type of mentality he wants to add into his team, and it's great to see.
Yeah, indeed it is. For St Mirren, I think that's them up to 4 home wins in the league this season after previously having none at the start of the turn of the year.
Yep, it's again just down to Alex Ray and the mentality that he's bringing. You know, I always remember back to Boxing Day, you know, on a very cold day it was here in the fallout from Christmas, and he put a team out that was slaughtered by Livingston, and that was an eye opener. Since then, St Mirren have came on leaps and bounds. Okay, they've had a few crushing defeats, you know, and the defeat against Rangers was hard to take, defeat against Raith Rovers hard to take, bit outplayed at Easter Road, but other than that, it's been, you know, positives all the way. It's been really, really good, and you know, he's been doing really, really well, and I just think he's going to build to something special next season, and hopefully, you know, Rangers and Hibs can get out this league, in the sense that it opens it all up a bit and St Mirren can push on for a Premiership place.
So we're assuming that then St Mirren don't quite get this last promotion playoff, seeing as Wraith just seem to be pulling away from everybody else.
They just seem to be kind of pulling out results, you know, like... Arlo is a strange place for me, in the sense that, no disrespect, but you know, they've not played very well there, and then a few teams like Hibs can go and they struggle, Falkirk can go and they struggle, and the Angels go and they struggle, and Raith Rovers now today have gone to Arlo and they've struggled. So it's just weird for me that, but Raith Rovers are doing enough to secure that fourth place. It'll be interesting to see how the playoffs go with Raith in it, but I don't see St Mirren getting there now, I'm afraid, as Raith Rovers just keep pulling away.
Yeah, indeed. And if that's the case, then St Mirren in the league again next season. Dundee United looks like they're probably going to come down. Dunfermline are looking like they're probably going to come up.
Yep.
And that adds a different dimension to the league, in that there's teams now that are probably, you would say, of the same size as St Mirren. Dundee United, you would argue, were a bigger team.
Dunfermline, very good outfit, but St Mirren ripped them apart here. A few months ago, but it's interesting enough to see how it all will play out next season. But it's good that Alex Ray is building towards something.
Yeah, indeed. Do you think then, with some of the players that he's brought in, of course Clarkson and Shankland will go back to their parent clubs, and then in the summer, do you think then that those signings like Rocco Quinn can help strengthen for next
absolutely.
Season?
Absolutely. I think Premiership pedigree is integral, and you can see that today. You know, it just gets them over that line a wee bit. You know, some of the decisions that, you know, Ian Murray and the backroom staff made in transfers weren't quite right for the club, but I feel Alex Ray's came in and he's done excellently well. You know, Quinn, Clarkson, Irvine, you know, they're playing quite well, and you've got Naismith to come back into that, and he'll be a tremendous you know, addition to St Mirren's team, you know, when he gets back in. I know he's on the mend, so and you can see today, I feel like they were getting ready for him coming back in. I know she said already, but he brings a different you know, dimension, you know, having Jason Naismith in. He's one of the, you know, the Kenny McLean, John McGinn crowd, so he's you know, a very, very good player, Jason Naismith. And I see Keith Watson moving back into, you know, centre defence. He had a very good game, and for me he was you know, one of the standout players today, rather than, you know, heading off to Stevie Marlin, giving him the number one you know, man of the match award.
Yeah, indeed. And Jason Naismith, as you were saying, his last game was the 2-1 defeat to Dumbarton way back in the 15th of August last year. The season before, he played every single league game for St Mirren, so that just shows how important he can be as a player.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to talk about him. You know, he's been out for so long with such a horrible injury, and you know, we've seen him around the stadium. He's done a bit of work for us in the radio and TV and stuff. So, but his best position's on the park, let's be fair. He's a tremendous player, and they need to have him back because of how good a player he is. He brings a bit of stability. Where, you know, you feel like last week in Kirkcaldy, that might, you know, the likes of Jason Naismith in that back line might have sorted that out quicker. He's still a young guy, Jason Naismith, but he's just a very good player, and it'll be good to have him back into the team as soon as possible. I'm sure I think he'll feature in the under 20s game on Tuesday, which will be part of a, you know, kind of, you know, it's a St Mirren week, you know, commemorating the cup win on Thursday.
Yeah, indeed, and Jason Naismith is only 21 at the moment, so, you know, he could have potentially been involved in that under 21 squad with the likes of Lauren Shanklin and Stevie Mallon. Okay, they haven't all been named in at this time, but there's still that possibility that next year,
yeah, absolutely,
they could be in it.
Yeah, you know, it's been the kind of the theme for our discussion today. You know, the international, you know, inclusion with the likes of John McGinn and Kenny McLean, who were part of the setup here and moved on to Aberdeen and Hibs, and they've got call-ups. So it's really about where they are in getting into the, you know, the call-ups.
Okay, we can now go to our St Mirren TV commentator, Callum Patterson, just for a little bit of extra insight into today's game. Callum, you were watching it from the other side of the stadium. You had the benefit of TV replays. Was it 2-0, or was it definitely right to be called off?
I was going to ask you what you thought of it, and you never had replays. You were on the kind of better side. I think from our couple of replays, it was kind of hard to tell whether it was offside or not. I think you probably leaned on what it was, but the main issue was the fact that if they left it, it was going in the corner. But I think it's hard when you're obviously playing, you know, heat and battle and stuff. But, you know, I don't know what you guys have been kind of thinking about it, but, you know, it looked like that if they left it, it was in. But thankfully, it didn't cost them in the end.
Yeah, indeed. And again, you've obviously got a slightly better view of the own goal than us. What did you make of that?
Again, it was the hindsight, the replays helped out there, but it was just a smash of bodies. We think there were two or three players. Brownlee got a touch, I think Higgins as well, but Tappan looked like he got the biggest touch of all. And I know officially it's been given as a Tappan on goal afterwards, so it was an own goal anyway, and it was 2-1. And I think rightly Cooper got the acclaim because he did play well in spells on the wing, and certainly cut in really well there. So it will work goal.
Yeah, and the final thing then obviously would be to go back to the first half and the penalty. We were saying that he's brought Shanklin down in the box. It's a clear goal scoring opportunity. You've got to ask the question, should he have been sent off?
That's something we never really discussed in depth up on the TV. We thought it was a foul. We thought Shanklin kind of swallowed a little bit. It was a wee bit clumsy, I think, in general. He could probably argue it's one of those, some refs might have flung the red card out, but there wasn't a card at all, was there? So,
nope.
You know, there is arguments either way, I guess, but I think obviously they had the penalty enough with the spot kick being scored, and it was a great penalty, it has to be said.
Okay, thanks very much for your insight, Callum.
Cheers.
Great to hear from you again. We're just hoping that we can maybe catch a little word with St Mirren's only goal scorer today, Stevie Mallon.
I think they're trying to get a hold of Lauren Shanklin at the minute. So Mallon's just became unavailable for an interview.
Okay.
So they're just trying to get a hold of Lauren Shanklin, you know, just to react to the game today. Just interesting, you know, Callum with his replays views on his head there, but just trying to get a wee hold of Lauren Shanklin, so bear with us, and if we can't, then we'll let yous know.
Yeah, indeed. It was another one of those kind of hot and cold performances from Shanklin today. You could have said he did cut a bit of a frustrated figure, especially late towards the end of the game, as he maybe thought he should have got he maybe felt he should have got a break of the ball that he didn't quite get for one of the counter attacks.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt Alex Ray, was having a bit of words with Shanklin to make sure, like, he's to brush up his game. At times, I think people get quite frustrated with Shanklin, but you know, he's a good goal. He's a second top goal scorer for the league, so for St Mirren, so he's certainly got something in his locker. I know Aberdeen have invested a bit of time in Lauren Shanklin, so it'll be interesting to see what his thoughts are. If we can get him, no promises, but we'll make sure you know as soon as we do. But it was a very good win for St Mirren today, but I just feel like he was so desperate for a goal, and he almost tries too hard at times, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. You get that impression from him. Sometimes I think he just needs potentially that little bit of a break of a ball to get him going, and maybe if he can get a goal maybe next week, it can change things for him.
Yeah, absolutely. If he can get in scoring again, which he has done this season, he'll certainly, get a few goals. I think he's a confidence type player. I mean, things don't really land for Lauren Shanklin. He starts to get a wee bit frustrated, and that's no hard to blame, so it's interesting enough to see what he thinks about once he can get on. Hopefully he can go on, but no promises.
Yeah, indeed. And well, now looking forward to next weekend, we'll be at the Tony Macaroni Arena, bringing you the match from Livingston. It's been a while since St Mirren last played Livingston of Boxing Day here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium.
Absolutely.
On that day, Livingston came out on top, but the last time St Mirren went to their patch, it was St Mirren that came out on top. So what do you expect from that game next weekend?
I think it'll be an interesting game. I think Livingston, for me, have certainly improved under David Hopkin than they were with Mark Burchell. No disrespect to Mark. He's been here a few times around the stadium. Good guy, but it just didn't quite work for him at Livingston. Boxing Day, they were... If it was much a bad performance by St Mirren on the day as it was a good performance by Livingston. But you look back at the Tony Macaroni Arena and back in, I think it was October, and Marlon scored an absolute screamer, and it just wasn't to be.
Yeah, indeed. Shanklin got, well, I think that was maybe his second or third goal of the season, but now we can go down pitch side to our roving reporter, Benzie, and he's alongside Lauren Shanklin.
Joined now pitch side with Lauren Shanklin. Lauren, what did you make of the game today?
I think it was a tough fought game. It was a bit of a battle throughout, and I think we done well in parts, but a slow start. We started the better team, well, not got about, but we managed to call ourselves back at the game just before 50 minutes before half time, got the penalty, then I think we started to play for then on in.
And as soon as the Community South goal went in, it pretty much seemed like St Mirren hit back almost instantly. You must have been happy with the kind of comeback from that.
It was a good response, and you always look to get a goal as quick as you can if you do concede, and we managed to get it relatively quick. I think I'm not too sure on what it was, but it was a good response.
And what did you make of the goal? It looked like it might have been a third. Was it just a touch you got just at the end there?
I also had a shot, and it took a weird deflection. It looked as if it was going past, so I've committed to go for it, and then ended up spinning in, but and then I touched it, but I don't know, I've not seen it, but I don't know if I was offside, but in my head I was onside, so should have been a goal.
And how far do you think these 3 points could go? I mean, what are the kind of aims from now until the end of the season?
Big 3 points a team round about us, and that's what we need to keep doing. All our games are important from now on, and all we do is to keep picking up points. I think that's four wins in the last five at home we've got picked up, so if we can keep that going and a few points on the road, then I don't think we'll finish up too bad.
And do you feel like the kind of goal scoring has maybe improved at all at St Mirren after, you got there's 3 goals last week's game and you've got 2 again today?
Personally, no, I've not scored in ages, I think, but I do think we're creating more chances, and I think we're definitely cutting teams open a bit more than we were at the start of the season. Obviously the goals are coming, we've got good finishers in the team, so that's expected if we create chances.
Whereabouts do you think in the table you could end up? Do you think you could maybe push for a playoff spot? Is that too soon to say?
It's, It's a long way to go. There's a lot of football we've played, and in this league everybody beats each other, so we just need to concentrate on our next game, take one at a time and pick up as many points as we can.
That's great, thanks very much.
Cheers.
So that was our Roving reporter Lewis McKenzie pitch side with Lawrence Shankland. Shankland was just unlucky today not to get on the score sheet. It finished St Mirren 2, Queen of the South 1. Goals from Stevie Mallon after Shankland was brought down inside the box. Gary Oliver then equalised for Queen of the South moments after Shankland thought he'd made it 2-1, but it was ruled out for offside. And then seconds after the Queen of the South equalised, it was Callum Tapping who put the ball into his own net to give St Mirren the 2-1 win here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. Thanks for listening.